The movie Farmland opened this week in theaters. It's the latest in a string of documentaries about agriculture, like Food Inc. and King Corn. But while those two films made damning accusations about the environmental and human costs of modern agribusiness, this documentary was funded by agribusiness and tells a very different story. Georgia Public Broadcasting's Adam Ragusa reports.
Farmland opens with sweeping visuals you'd expect, swaying wheat fields and weathered barns. The documentary follows the lives of six young farmers, a soybean grower in Nebraska, a Texas cattleman. They all share a belief that their profession is misunderstood. Sutton Morgan grows organic onions in California.
Most people have some sort of idea, maybe from television or something, that there's bulldozers and tractors, just clouds of smoke going and destroying ground and destroying habitat. But they don't understand that our environment, which is our ground, has to be in good condition. Otherwise, you can't be a successful farmer.
Farmland was funded by the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance. This group was formed in response to recent movies and books like Fast Food Nation, which warned consumers off factory-farmed ground beef. The alliance includes state farm bureaus and agribusiness giants like Monsanto, whose genetically engineered seeds were targeted for criticism in the film Food, Inc. Randy Krotz with the Farmers and Ranchers Alliance says they felt it was time to make their own movie.
How do you get to millennials? How do you get to, you know, a transparency generation? Let's show them a little bit more about how their food is raised firsthand.
Well, it's just been so stinking cold. Hard to believe the stuff has been in the ground for 4 weeks and this is all we got.
In this opening scene of Farmland, Chris Loberg and her son David are on their knees in the mud, looking for any sign that their seed is germinated. The documentary shows some of the grittier aspects of farming, so it doesn't look like an industry public relations film. And arguably, it's not. The Alliance hired a respected director for the project, Oscar-winning documentarian James Mole.
I've been wanting to do a film on farming for a long time, and my agent in L.A. said, you know, there's a farmers group who's looking to make a film or to find someone to make a film on farming. I said, no, I don't want to do something with someone else's vision. I'm not going to make a commercial.
But Mole agreed to do it after being promised creative control, and you can tell he got it in this scene. Disturbing videos flash across the screen. Workers viciously kicking hogs, a sick cow rolling across the ground, pushed by the blade of a backhoe. These videos were shot secretly by animal rights activists, and they've long been viral online. In Farmland, hog farmer Ryan Veldhuizen says what we're seeing is not representative.
I've seen the videos of people not treating animals correctly. First, my heart breaks. That's not the way you treat animals. That's just not right.
But if the film is trying to make farmers more sympathetic, activist and food journalist Michael Pollan says that's a straw man argument.
It serves the interests of the large corporations that are really under attack to put the farmers in front of them and say that it is the farmers being attacked. Not a set of practices, not a, you know, highly concentrated industry, not monopolistic seed merchants, all the things that are the real targets.
Nonetheless, farmers have been loving the film at invitation-only screenings, like this one held by the Georgia Farm Bureau.
Well, what'd you think?
Rancher Amy Moncrief was in that audience. She says farmers are usually too busy farming to get their point of view out there the way that this film will.
The hormones and the antibiotics and the genetically modified food, you know, all of that gets a really bad press a lot of times, and the truth is probably somewhere in the middle.
Ultimately, this is a film about farmers, not for farmers. The documentary now opens to the public in a limited number of theaters across the country. Producers have already cut together a short version for use in schools. For NPR News, I'm Adam Ragusa in Macon, Georgia.